Welcome back to What's Up This Week. So what is the hot topics this week? Well, the first one is, what is the number one app in the App Store right now? And that is Temu, which you may actually pronounce it Temu. And that is the super addictive shopping app where you can go on and you can buy a smartwatch for $9. You could buy socks for $1. And it really has exploded in use. Coming out of the Super Bowl where they ran three ads, they spent $21 million on these three ads. Temu is now up to 100 million daily active users in the United States. And why do we care? Why do we care about being able to buy this like garbage type stuff on this random app? And the reason we care is, if you fast forward 20 years from now, what is Temu going to be like? Look at Amazon. How is that 20 years ago? And so as marketers and as business owners, we really need to think about, how are they doing this? How are they getting to 100 million daily active users? How are they able to sell so many different products and really analyze it all, not in terms of, hey, yeah, we need to go buy some piece of garbage for $6, but really, how are they doing it? Now, number one, they're able to take advantage of a little bit of a loophole in shipping costs because they can leverage something called de minimis shipping, which is when you ship something from China that costs less than $800 and it's shipped directly to a person's home in the United States, they don't have to pay all the same import and different types of duties and tariffs and taxes that actually US companies have to pay. So they have a little bit of an advantage there in terms of cost, which is how they keep their costs low. But their strategy in terms of growing their user base, leveraging social media, is really been fascinating. I mean, they ran over 10,000 different unique Facebook campaigns just last year. So dig into Temu, which I used to pronounce Temu, because I believe it really can change the way that e-commerce functions in the future. So as marketers, we really need to look at that. The other big thing going on this week is the launch of, or the beta launch of, something called Sora, S-O-R-A. So OpenAI, which is the organization behind ChatGPT, released a preview of Sora. Now, what is Sora, if you haven't heard of it? Which is mind-blowing. It is going to be earth-rattling. It's way bigger deal to me than just what ChatGPT is. So Sora is a text-to-video generator, right? So instead of right now, you go to ChatGPT and you type in, hey, write me a blog post about 10 trends in email marketing, and it'll write you that blog post. Now you'll be able to go to ChatGPT and say, hey, make me a 2-minute video about how to set up an email campaign and all this other detail, and it will create that video for you in seconds. But it's not just videos like that. Imagine that you take a book that you just read, and you upload that book and say, hey, turn this book into an hour-long movie that I could watch. That is the power of what Sora could possibly be able to do. And so that just got released this week, and it's not available to the public, but you can see some of the previews of the text to videos that they've created. And if you want to see that, just go to Google and Google S-O-R-A, Sora, Sora AI, and it will pull up the different videos that have been created. And it really is, frankly, it's a little bit nerve-wracking because you have concerns about, where is it all going? Where is it all headed? So check out Sora. Ironically, I don't know if this is ironic, but interestingly, we saw over the weekend, including the word Sora in your email subject lines, is actually lifting email open rates by about 25% because it is such a hot topic in the last few days, right? So Sora AI is something worth checking out. And what else is going on? For me personally, I'm completely overwhelmed by the amazing amount of reality TV on right now. I'm having a problem. I really am, because The Bachelor is on, and it's one of the best seasons I've seen in a long time. Joey is doing a great job. But at the same time, Love is Blind just came out. If you didn't know this, Love is Blind season 6 just came out, and they posted a bunch of episodes, and I'm trying to keep up, and it's very difficult. There's just too much good reality TV on right now. So that is actually what's going on this week. So also, we opened up registration for Guru Conference, the world's largest free virtual email marketing event, guruconference.com. It's 2 days, 20,000 marketers. I'll be there. Go and register for free at guruconference.com. I'll be doing Ask Us Anything a little bit later this week, another podcast episode. And then at the end of the week, our 10-minute episodes where we go over tactics, tips, and stuff. Super fun. Hope you check it all out. Thanks for being here. subscribe, follow. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Appreciate you all. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.